Hello, and welcome to this episode of And So It Flows. I'm your host, Nicole Crocky. Today, we chat with Yaron Dicean, Chief Product and Strategy Officer for Wint Water Intelligence, about leak detection and the importance of water conservation. Let's get to it.
I'm here today with Yaron Dicean, Chief Product and Strategy Officer with Wint Water Intelligence. Yaron, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Nicole, for having me.
So why don't we get started by telling our listeners a little bit about Wint, what it is, and how did the company get started?
Yeah. So Wint is about managing water. And water management has multiple different aspects to it. The first is that water leaking in buildings or in apartments is a cause of enormous damages. We're talking tens of billions of dollars a year lost because water is destroying the building. Most of us have seen it, right? The second is water is fast becoming a resource in need all over the world. And water shortages anywhere from California to Europe, UK, you name it, is becoming a big deal. And so we need to manage water. And amazingly enough, we all waste enormous amounts, not even being aware of it. So the combination of water sustainability, reducing our consumption, and by the way, our bills, and preventing water damage is what Wint is all about.
Okay. So how does Wint work, and how does the artificial intelligence come into play there?
Yep. So we know how to analyze water as it flows through pipes. You look at the water flow and you can decipher it and learn enormous amounts of things from it. Obviously, you know, if a valve breaks or if a pipe breaks, you can see that. Water is overused, you can see that. If machinery using water starts to misbehave, you can see that. And so what we do is we place specialized measurement equipment on water pipes. They measure the water flow. It's sometimes at very high time resolutions, even tens of milliseconds. And we then look at this information and we analyze it. And we look at the signal and the patterns that the water flow creates, and we can tell whether it's normal or abnormal. The AI learns what's normal initially, and then it compares what's happening now to what is normal and identifies the anomalies.
Okay. What types of applications can this technology be used in? And can you share a few examples of where, you know, this has been installed?
Yeah, of course. So we go, as an example, into construction sites. Construction sites, it's unbelievable the amount of damage they suffer from water. You know, think of a construction site, it's almost done. Now it's sitting empty over the weekend. You know, everything's very new. Maybe somebody made a mistake in the plumbing installation. Bang, you know, something goes wrong on the 20th floor, everything down below will be washed away. So that's one area where it's used. We're also used in just, you know, buildings. And, you know, we go from the biggest and best known buildings in the world. Microsoft uses us and HP uses us and many other companies use us for their, you know, what's called the operational building when people are actually using it. And we detect flows and waste and stop water automatically when it can cause damage.
Okay. So just a few weeks ago, Wint announced this technology was now available to be integrated with fire suppression systems. So why did you guys expand into this market?
So fire suspension systems, you know, basically fire hydrants, in-building fire hydrants or sprinklers, are a cause of enormous losses. And the reason is, you know, to turn out a fire, you need a lot of water. So these things are pressurized and can spill unbelievable amounts of water into the building. So what often happens is you look at this fire sprinkler system, which is very pressurized, but nothing flows. And maybe there's a bad fitting somewhere, maybe a little bit of a drip start somewhere. That high pressure of water in the pipes causes that location to degrade. And over time, that small drip becomes a bigger drip and a bigger drip until eventually the pressure all of a sudden breaks. And then you've got massive damage in the building. What we can do is detect those tiny, tiny drips before they turn into something significant. And warn the building team so that they can take action and fix the problem before it becomes a disaster. And the reason we went into it is because the problem is so big. Now, anybody you'll ask in buildings who has seen these things, you know, you really don't want to be the owner of such a building after it's gone such a flood.
No. So is there any difference in the way the technology works for like the fire suppression systems as opposed to regular water management in a facility?
There is actually. By the way, facilities will have about 8 different types of water systems in them, unbeknownst to us. So sprinklers are one. But, you know, what we call domestic water, you know, our showers, kitchens, that's another. If you look at air conditioning in buildings, the cold is actually delivered into the building with water, unlike our home air conditioning system. So that's another system. And hot water is a system. Each of those systems requires specialization for two reasons. One, you may need special equipment to measure or to shut off the water. If it's a high pressure system, you need specialized valves that can withstand the high pressure. If it's high temperature, you need the equipment to withstand high temperature and so on. But even more interesting than that and more complex than that is the algorithms. If you have a system that continuously circulates water, as happens in hot water, then its behavior is very different from a sprinkler system where the water is always standing, or from a domestic water system where it's sometimes doing this and sometimes doing that. Each one of those has its own category of behaviors, and we have algorithms that are specialized at each one of those systems.
Okay, that makes sense. So does WIMP plan to expand into any other type of market in the future?
So one really interesting market that we went into is industrial. So industry uses about 20% of the water that the human race uses on this planet. 20% is a lot, and that's all what's called processed water. It's not water that goes into the product. It's water that is used in the production process. Historically, manufacturers didn't really care. You know, water was relatively cheap, and sustainability was not an issue. And the key thing was get your product out the production line as fast and high quality as you can. It was not a resource that anybody cared about. Move fast forward, you know, 100 years into the Industrial Revolution, all of a sudden everybody cares about water. And these places were never built to optimize water use. So you have 20% of the world's water consumption is being used at give or take 50% efficiency, which means we can cut down 50% of the use of this manufacturing water consumption, which is 10% of the overall water consumption worldwide. And that's huge. And we're doing that already. Now, we have customers, biggest manufacturers in the world are using us on their production lines, and we're finding amazing things there. You know, we're finding big ways, we're finding ways for them to optimize the process. They are being greener and better and saving a lot of money along the process as well.
That's great. So besides stopping or finding and stopping water leaks, how is WIMP beneficial for facility managers or building owners?
So I'll give you an example that is so trivial yet so big. You know, we've all gone into the restroom and looked at the restroom bowl and seen a little bit of wetness, right? Just, you know, water's kind of drizzling there, or so we think. In reality, that's give or take 100, 150 gallons per hour, which still doesn't sound a lot. But if you think of, you know, kind of your average U.S. water cost, it varies by location, but give or take average, that thing will cost about $10,000 a year in water. Now, if you think of a, you know, mid-size, not huge building, not small, but not, you know, you'll have two or three of these stuck at any point in time. And this is all because some valve or seal are not doing their job within the toilet tank. So all of this trivial stuff eventually is going to cost you $30,000, $40,000 a year. We go in there, we find this thing, we alert, and with 10 minutes of work and 50 cents of a stupid little rubber seal, you just solved $30,000. And that's what the facilities team job is, right? Except they don't know that the problem exists. We tell them, you have a problem in the restroom on the fourth floor, and they go and fix it in that city, saving tons of money.
So besides the cost factor, why do you think water conservation is such an important topic in today's world?
Oh, wow. So water conservation is a big deal. You know, some of the world's biggest wars have started over water. You know, the horrific conflict in Syria started over actually a drought. You're looking in other parts of the world. You know, Egypt and Ethiopia are now getting into very unpleasant quarrels because of Ethiopia damming the Nile. Now, you know, in the Western world, it doesn't get as bad as this, but it's bad, right? You think of California, you know, look up Lake Mead drying up. You'll see that for the first time since Lake Mead has existed, it has now been declared a dry emergency zone. It has gone down, if I'm not mistaken, and check me on these numbers, 130 yards from its normal level. You know, people in the water area there are concerned, what is going to be drying? Well, where's water coming from to Los Angeles and Las Vegas and all of Nevada in 10 years? So, you know, maybe it won't turn into a war, but it's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
Okay. So I've been seeing more and more of these high-tech leak detection systems entering the market. How does WINT plan to stay relevant in the leak detection category?
So there are multiple solutions. The vast majority of them, practically all of them, are very good for you as a homeowner. You know, go on Amazon, leak detection, you've got a floor-based thingy that when it gets wet will ring or call you up or send you an alert. It's great. I'd put one in my home if I didn't have one from WINT. but when you go into a building, you know, like think of the biggest, best known high rises in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not going to cut it. You know, you need something that's a totally different grade. And I'm not allowed to say the name right now. It'll be out in the news in a few weeks. But think of one of the best known buildings in Manhattan. You know, pump goes bad on the umpteenth floor. And it starts spilling water. You know, you need an industrial grade, enterprise grade type of solution to detect that quickly through, you know, a huge pipe that's lifting the water into the building. So in that respect, I think, and you know, how do you manage a facility with 200 different systems protecting different areas? So I think the combination of our breadth in terms of what we can protect and the depth in terms of the algorithms are putting us in quite a different place than practically anything you're seeing out there.
Okay. So what's next for WINT? What's coming up in the next like couple years or so?
Wow. Good question. I think to a large extent, if you think of what we're doing is we're analyzing flows. And flow is eventually mathematically just a graph showing something that's being consumed over time. It can be water, which is a huge and very important area, which we're doing today. But hey, why not look at anything else that's flowing? Oil and gas and you name it, right? There's many, many things flowing out there. And that's where this technology will most likely be going in the coming years.
Okay. Well, that was really all the questions we had for you today. Was there anything else in general you wanted to add for our audience?
Take care of your water, first of all, because it's important for this planet and for us. And the second one is, unless you've been really diligent about it, most likely, like most of our other customers, practically all of them, there's a lot of waste going on in the facility. The green and sustainability aspect, there's just a lot of money literally going down the drain. So why? What for? Go save it.
Okay. Well, thanks again for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found our conversation with Yaron interesting and useful. For more episodes of the And So It Flows podcast series, visit www.pmengineer.com.